Begin setting up camp. We'll stay here for the night, and then we'll make for the border first thing in the morning. I want all troops to be well fed and rested. No one is fighting tired or hungry under my watch tomorrow. General, there's something I must attend to in the nearby village, but I'll return shortly. I'm leaving you in charge until then. Hello. I hope I'm not disturbing you too late. Yes, I am indeed that female knight from the horse. I suppose I do look different on the ground level, don't I? Oh, yes. My outfit and I are on our way to the border to fight another war. We're camped just outside your village for the night and plan to set off first thing in the morning. Do you think perhaps I could come in and speak with you on something? I know the time may be inconvenient, but I may not have another opportunity. Thank you. You're very kind. Apologies again for the inconvenience. Oh, this is quite the cozy little cottage. No, I'm being completely serious. I may spend all my time living in the palace in the capital, but I grew up in a little home just like this. Illustrious halls and bedrooms can never replace the feeling of home that this space instills. Do you mind if I take a seat? Thank you. Oh, something to drink. Well, I suppose if you have some of that delicious milk that you always share with me whenever we pass through here, I'd really like some. Thank you again. Mmm. So good. Something so simple and just a little village, and yet it's better than anything you'd find at the palace. And you're always so generous to share what you have with me whenever I'm passing through. Even though my men and I always turn their quiet village into such a ruckus. That is what I wanted to thank you for, however. The generosity you've shown me. Despite how many battles I've been in, I despise war. I've been fighting my entire life, for as long as I can remember. And yet, I would almost always find myself looking forward to war. Though, of late, only due to the prospect of coming through this village, just for the opportunity to maybe catch a glimpse of you. And of course, any time my men and I were coming through, you'd always be there to greet me, often with a jar of this delicious milk, which has always been my favorite. Or delicious fruits. I really don't think there's much of a difference between the food you give me from your farm and the food grown in the capital, but sorry, I'm good at fighting, but not so much at speaking like this. I think perhaps the reason all that food tasted so good was simply because it came from you. It came to a point where I longed for any excuse to come through the village to see you. Which brings me to why I'm here today. Thanking you properly is something I've intended to do for a while now. I just didn't have the courage, I suppose. As silly as that might sound, but as I'm sure you've heard, there's another war coming. This one's bigger than any of the others we've had in memory, and likely to be the last one we have in a long time. I'll be honest with you. I've been fighting for so long now. I'm tired. I'm sore and in pain to at least some degree all the time. And I honestly don't expect to return from this one. Don't look at me like that. Fighting and dying in the battlefield is what people like me train for our entire lives. To die on the battlefield is what every good warrior wishes for. It's not every day a woman like myself is able to rise to such a status in the military, and the responsibility falls on me more than anyone else to set an example. So, despite my hate for war, to die on the battlefield is something I honestly longed for. It was what I was raised to long for. Or at least, I did long for it. I hope this isn't too personal to ask, but are you married by chance? I see. A shame for such a kind man like yourself to live out here all by your lonesome. No, a fighting war woman like myself has no time for things like childbearing and home life. What's more, that would actually require a man to spend, enough time not being intimidated by me in order to find me attractive enough to even consider marrying. Which, I honestly can't blame them. I've intimidated men twice my size and killed men three times my size. Women like me aren't considered beautiful or marryable. Stop. There's really no need to say that. I'm not fishing for compliments. You surely can't mean that. Do you? You do understand I've killed many men, don't you? That my body has far more scars now than most men get in their entire lives. There's nothing about me that is in any way beautiful or desirable. You still do not believe me? Very well. I'll just show you then. I mean, if you don't mind me disrobing here in front of you. I don't mind, in the slightest, actually. I've bathed in rivers and lakes with my men countless times, so I'm in no way prudish. None of those men ever looked at me with the slightest bit of interest, I might add. It's a good thing I suited down for the night before coming here. I'll start with my top shirt. That'll likely be all the proof that's needed anyway. And here we are. See? For one, what man would want a woman with an upper body like mine? My arms are muscular where they shouldn't be. My belly is toned when it should be squishy and soft and... well, there's the scars, of course. This one here I got when a man put an axe to my shoulder. Almost went clean through my armor. And I got this one when someone stuck a dagger through the armor gap into my side. And despite my age, after a lifetime of being pressed against armor and bouncing on a horse, my breasts look nothing like the bright and perky ones of our women. And if I turn around, you can see scars from all the times I was cut across the back. The larger ones are from swords, and the multiple small ones are from when I was captured and tortured on one occasion. Mostly from a whip. I'm sure you've seen enough now, haven't you? Still, you think I'm beautiful? Do you not understand that you can just be truthful with me? A dishonest man was never something I took you for. I can handle hurt No. Very well. I'll just show you the rest then. I'll stand here in front of you, so bare and exposed that you'll be forced to admit what I am. There. Nothing left to hide from you, and you've nothing left to prevent yourself from being honest about what you think of me. See my legs? Just as scarred as the rest of me. Toned and muscular from countless years of marching and running, scratched and scarred from a lifetime of marching through brambles and falling on stones and rough ground. Nothing like the soft and supple legs of the women back at the Capitol. Or any woman beside myself, really. And look, my ass is no better either. Scarred and bruised from years of almost constant riding inside armor. So then, now that you've seen all of me, what do you have to say now? Damn it, what's wrong with you? You can still tell me I'm beautiful? Don't you get it? You're supposed to tell me I'm scarred and ugly, brutish, unwomanly, and manlike. I want you to tell me that I am, because if you don't, then... then... you'll be giving me a reason to want to come back. To not die when I go out there tomorrow. I came to you to say goodbye, to make peace, and... I thought I'd already made my peace, but... but deep down, I knew I hadn't. My whole life, I'd only ever looked at men as soldiers, and... then when I met you, I just... Do you really mean it? You really think someone like me is beautiful? I don't scare you? Knowing what I've done, all the lives I've taken? I don't know what to say, but if you're truly being honest with me, then could I ask something of you? Could I hold your hand? I know it seems like an odd request, it's just... oh. No, it's fine. This feels pleasant. I've seen people do this countless times and hardly thought to wonder what it would feel like. Your hands are awfully soft, even for a farmer, compared to mine. Mine are so rough and calloused. It's just... I'm so confused and conflicted. I've never felt this way before in my life. Everyone talks about finding the one you love, and... well, I was convinced that the battlefield was my lover, and I was happy to die in its arms. But... the battlefield is cold. Cold, smelly, and usually wet. But sitting here with you, the warmth of your fire, the warmth of your hand, I want to feel more of it. If just holding your hands feels good, I want to do more. Whatever else there is to do. Are you a virgin? I am a virgin, and I'm sure it comes as no surprise. I know everything when it comes to fighting and tactics, but when it comes to this, I may as well be a recruit at best. But I'm very eager to learn, if you're willing to show me. Alright, so... what happens first? My clothes are already off. I imagine that's one of the steps. A kiss? Well, yeah, of course I've heard of that. Okay, so I just turn my head to you and close my eyes and follow your lead, right? Like practicing fighting stances? No, I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing because I didn't like it. It's just... it feels so... different. But I liked it. I loved it, actually. So... keep drilling it on me. Please. That's the first time in my life I've ever done kissing before. But no, I loved it. However, Do you think I might be able to remove your clothes as well? I'll admit, it's been on my mind ever since we began kissing. I certainly would love to get a look at your body. All right then, let's begin with your shirt. Oh, so handsome. I'm being completely serious. I've spent my entire life around muscular men, but seeing yours is just... That's interesting. Well, it's just that I'm starting to get really wet between my legs. Well, yeah, of course it's happened before. Mostly when I was much younger, but it's... Well, it's never happened this much before. And my heart... My heart doesn't ever normally beat this fast unless I'm about to lead a charge or something. But you are the most handsome man I've ever met in my life, and that I'm certain of. Could I remove your trousers as well? Yes. I've seen it many times before, but again, maybe because it's from you, your cock is just... It's beautiful. It's gotten me so wet just looking at it. May I touch it? I'm sorry. Even my grammar is crude. A lady like myself should call it manhood at best or something. Even that is vulgar for some. I'm sorry my hands aren't very soft. It feels so hot, though. And it's hard. It smells good, too. I'm almost tempted to... taste it. May I? I honestly can't believe I'm asking. I just have this desire to, and... I've heard from chatter amongst men that it's supposed to feel really good for you. Alright. I'll just lay you back on your bed. And then crawl up to you like this. I can't believe I'm about to do this. Please do tell me if I do something wrong, however. It feels strange having something like this in my mouth, but it also feels good. And just knowing it's you. You seem to be enjoying it as well, and you actually taste quite good. Something keeps seeping out of the end of it that just tastes even better. It must be feeling good for you too, because you keep moving around a lot and making sounds. I think I'll just put my hands on your hips and hold you still, though. The more I like it, the more I love it. I love making you feel good. I'm so wet. I think I can feel it dripping down my legs. It's like my switch has been flipped, only it's one that's never been on before. At least until now. Stop. But why? Close to coming. So that's what happens in the end. I'm afraid the extent of my knowledge comes from the words of my men as they recount their times in the brothels and such. I've heard it mentioned, but never really cared to understand it. Aside from it being the seed to make a woman give birth. However, they have mentioned something many times, and I'd quite like to try it. They called it riding? I believe the way it works is that I am impale myself on your cock, so to speak. Oh, you've heard of it. I'm relieved to know it's not simply a tale. So then, may I? May I ride you and give you my virginity? There's no one else I'd rather give it to. I want to give everything I have to you. Before I could lose everything I have to give. Alright, so how does it go? I just crawl up over you with my legs on either side, right? And I take your cock and guide it to my entrance like this. Yes, I'm well aware it may hurt. I've heard it can for virgins, but I'm perfectly accustomed to pain and discomfort, I assure you. Besides, from the moment you convinced me of being beautiful, the moment you kissed me, I've never desired to feel emotion such as this in my entire life. And now, with you inside me, I've never felt more fulfilled or happy looking down at your handsome face. Seeing the way you look at me with so much desire. And now I'm supposed to rise and fall on your cock, right? Alright, do you mind if I put my hands on your chest? Okay, well then. Here I go. Oh God. This feels so different. It feels a little strange. I've never had anything in there before, and oh, you feel so big inside of me. Oh, like you're stretching me open, but it's the most fantastic sensation I've ever felt. I see you're enjoying it too. Seeing you enjoy it just makes me so much wetter. All I've ever done in my entire life is hurt others, and now I'm making someone feel good. Someone I truly care about. Oh, wow. It's starting to feel so good now. Like my hips have a mind of their own. Looking down, I love the way your wet cock looks as it slides in and out of me. I've completely soaked it, haven't I? God. This just feels so good. Every time it slides in and spreads me open, it makes my whole body shiver. It covers me in goosebumps. I'm not being too rough, am I? A lifetime of mounting horses and running might make things too intense, so just let me know if I do. Can you do something for me? Would you grab my breasts, please? Every part of me that you touch just feels so alive. I want to feel it there, too. I can see the way you've been watching them. Oh, yes. Just like that. You're the first to ever touch them, you know. I never could have imagined having them grabbed and squeezed like this would feel so good. I'm so glad you like me. That you find me beautiful and appealing. No one has ever looked at me the way you do. Oh dear. This just feels so good, but I have to stop for a moment. Because, well, I've been dominant my whole life, but being here with you, feeling all this has just opened a whole new world to me, and I want to take it even a bit further. Would you take me on my back to feel the weight of a man on me who isn't trying to kill me? Do you think you could? Alright, I'll slide off and we'll switch places. Okay. Well, you know I've never done this before, so what do I do? Raise both my legs like this. This feels such an odd position to be in, but it does seem to make it easier for you to enter me, so do it. Enter me. Take me, won't you? Oh, that's it. It feels even different doing it this way. Yes, just go ahead at your own pace and I'll enjoy it no matter what. Be as rough or as gentle as you want. Oh, that feels so good. I can feel every inch of you as you spread me open. You know, after a lifetime of fighting, seeing a man over me like this should make me want to fight, but with you, I just want to give in. Let myself melt under your weight. Lose my mind from the smell of you. All my senses are just alive in a way they've never been before. Oh, God. You make me feel like a woman for the first time in my life. Like I'm beautiful. So much that I just can't thank you enough. And I hope this isn't inappropriate to say, but I feel I must. It's been on my mind for so long, but I refuse to imagine it could be true. Oh. But now, being here with you like this, I couldn't live with myself if I wasn't honest with you. I love you. I think you had my heart from that first jar of milk and that smile you gave me. But now, there's no denying it. I love you. I love you more than I have anything in my life. Yes, I'm so glad you feel the same. You have no idea how happy this makes me. Please, oh, please take me. Fuck me so I'll never forget this night together. Oh, God. Oh, something's rising in me and I can feel you getting harder. Are you going to come? Would you? Can you do me one more favor? One last one. Please come inside me. As deep inside of me as you can. I want you to come inside me and get me pregnant. Please, give me 2 reasons to absolutely come back to you alive instead of just one. Come back to you alive so I can finally put my sword down for good. I swear to never take another life again and just raise children here with you and grow old together. I thought I knew what I wanted, but I was wrong. I want you. I want our child, and I want to live, so please, please come inside me. Push every inch of that incredible cock of yours inside me, please. It's coming. My body's tensing, and I feel something coming. Whatever it is, I'll let it happen, and you can come with me. I'll wrap my legs around you. I'm not letting go. Yes. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was amazing. I can still feel you twitching inside me and my body is still shaking. I had heard that women could come too, but I didn't expect that. And it happened while I was wrapped around you. That was truly the happiest moment of my life. Oh, and look at the mess we made. With as much as you came, I'm certain to bear your children. Though, you have my word, I'll buy you some new sheets. Hell, you can expect a whole new bed to be delivered from the capital within the week. And now I want to just lay here with you. You know, this is the first time I've ever laid in bed with another man like this. I've never felt so calm and safe before, even though I'm the fighter. But today, you're the one who finally got me. My heart, my body. It was all yours. It is yours. For as long as I live, I want to give everything I am to you. This feels so nice. Just laying here in your arms like this. I've never been held this way before. I really don't want to leave tomorrow. I want to just stay here with you. Stay in this warm bed, away from all the fighting and screaming and yelling, but I can't. I have a duty to fulfill, and if I abandon my men to die, I'd never forgive myself. Still, I don't want to die. I can't die. And so I won't. Because I'll be fighting to protect a child, and fighting to return home to you. This is going to be the last war I ever fight in, and I'm coming out of it alive. I love you. I truly do love you. And I promise you, I will come back to you. No matter what, I'm coming back to you. Do you understand me? I have no idea what kind of mother I would make. But as long as I'm with you, I know I can learn to be a good one. A kind one. But you'd better believe, whether it's a girl or a boy, I'm teaching them how to defend themselves. If our son or daughter wants to spend their time picking flowers, then that's perfectly fine. But they're also going to know how to wring the head of anyone who tries to pick on them. All right. I have to get up. All right. My darling, I must dress and return to the camp. We're leaving first thing in the morning, and if I spend any more time here with you, I truly doubt I'll be able to bring myself to leave. Even now, it requires me to call upon more resolve than I have ever before. I'm sorry if this all seems so sudden, but it must be. I'm afraid. One more, though. I want one more embrace before I go. This is goodbye, my love. But not forever. Be strong for me, and I'll be strong for you. Until then, wait for me. Keep that fire stoked and have a fresh jar of milk ready for my return. Wish me luck.